This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
OMG, I'm so glad that Diane Halfman let me do this. So we're here. You're going to get a behind the scenes look into this podcast interview that I am doing with Diane Halfman. Wow, it's behind the scenes. I love it. So if you, let me just like give you a little heads up about what you're going to get by getting this behind the scenes. First of all, it'll be kind of cool to like see what it's like when we're doing this podcast. Second of all, though, the real important thing is that what we're talking about is what it's like to live a life of balance, a life that you're actually creating by design, which Diane Halfman is a ridiculous expert on. So I don't really know why I'm coming on to talk about this with her. But this is,
I love you.
I love you too. This is something that, you know, in the Prepared Performer community, you know that this is something that I'm like crazy committed to getting a hold of. And so I'm really excited to be joining Diane on her podcast so that I can help her audience to see how a crazy squirrel like me can put this stuff into action, that anybody can make this happen. So if you'd like to share this, we would love it. This is super low key. I didn't make an announcement that we're doing this. It's just literally behind the scenes of this podcast. So Diane, I'm just going to check and make sure. It looks like we're going. Hooray. So you guys, you can comment and stuff. I'm going to be focusing on Diane because we're going to have, this is a recorded video that she'll be putting on her business page later. But I thought, hey, why not take the opportunity to go live with this, right? I love it. Okay, Diane, I'm giving the control over to you. Go.
Ah, fantastic. So great to have you here, Molly. I am thrilled as we jump into here. We're doing things a little bit different, whether or not you guys are watching this on Facebook Live or on the podcast, or it's coming around international in the world. We are having this interaction because we want to touch people on a much deeper level and have them live their spa life. So spa life is a lifestyle that has harmony and accomplishment coexisting together. I am so excited that I have Molly Mahoney here with me to share in this conversation. Molly, welcome.
Hello. I can't wait to jump in and have this conversation with the Spa Life Tribe. So good.
Oh, I love it. So you guys, I got to tell you a little bit. If you don't already know Molly, you are going to love this conversation. She is, not only is she one of my favorite private clients, she's a dear friend, and she is just the Facebook ninja. She is a camera confidence coach and Facebook Live ninja, and she leaves audiences eager to share their awesomeness. She's here to spread joy around the world, and she's doing it and killing it with Facebook Live. So we want to jump in here. What? So she, for those of you who can't see it and you're in the audio, she's throwing up little, like, you know, things for people to see and have because she's so interactive. People just want to have a conversation and really click in. So if you're just able to just pass through here, I'm just going to throw out here in the beginning because you are going to want to have all of the ninja tricks that Molly has doing, and you're going to want to go to theprepareperformer.com/spa life. She actually has a free content planner so you guys can really utilize how it is that you are doing these things here in the world, which is amazing. And then as we talk about, we're going to be talking about spa life. And as some of you guys jump in, you may be like, what the heck is spa life, right? And again, it's that lifestyle where you have accomplishment and harmony together. And you can also get a resource on that at dianehalfman.com/guide. And we are just going to jump in here. Molly, you have this vast experience as a performer for more than 10 years, and you have just pulled in your expertise as a performer, and you've just applied it and killed it in with Facebook Live. So tell us, like, what is it that really inspires you to step into this arena?
Oh my gosh. So I know, having come from the world of musical theater and having, you know, been a professional performer for so many years and done national tours and performed in Vegas on cruise ships, like all sorts of crazy places, when I started working with performers, like as a coach, as a vocal coach and a performance coach, I realized that even people who were super successful, especially people that were super successful and had what you would think this awesome slew of credits, and you would think that they just had so much confidence to be able to step into their own awesomeness, I learned that those were the people who were actually the most freaked out.
Oh, wow.
So it's like crazy. And did you know, I heard once that Barbara Streisand often throws up before she performs. Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that many times. And, you know, people look at some of the icons and they say that, you know, sometimes people would rather experience death than to get on a stage.
So which is crazy.
right? So the fact that you help people get into, you know, their spotlight to increase their visibility, and that you do it with clarity, confidence, and joy. And clarity is something you and I share. You know, I look at their space and how they're living their life, and you're about how they're getting their message in the world. So how do you get people to overcome that craziness to get in front of the camera? I mean, believe me, girl, I mean, you know how long I waited to hit that live button to get going, because, you know, for some of us that like to have things look really great all the time, you know, to be messy about this and it maybe not be so perfect can be a little bit scary.
Oh yeah, it's totally scary. So what I've done is taken everything that I had done with the performers and people who had like crazy amazing credits and all of this success as a performer, they still needed this support. And what I did is I took all of that and I applied it to business for business owners. So there's two things that I would say are the most essential for having confidence on camera and for being effective on camera. Mm. One is my special secret sauce for confidence, which I can share that in a second. And the other is something that I know you love so much. It's having systems in place.
Ta-da!
Hello! And as someone who is like a crazy creative, who is a total squirrel, I don't know if you can see, people who are watching on video, I have this necklace that has a squirrel on it. I am like all over the place. Having systems in place is the only way that I survive.
Yes.
And it comes down to everything, like my makeup, my set, the way that I click the buttons, the way that I write the posts, all of that stuff. Otherwise, you would be stuck in this place of overwhelm. I think what happens is people allow the fear to use those lack of systems as an excuse.
I totally get that. You know, whether you guys are watching this or listening, I mean, really listen to this message here, because so many people live their life by default and they just let it happen and they let all the fires and the things that come up. I mean, if you think about it, people could say they've got an emergency and they got derailed every single day, right? And so...
Like, wait, but really? So I want to talk about that. Can I say something about that for just 1 second?
Yes.
Okay. So my actual obsession, and I've known this, but over the past couple of weeks, I've been reading it for way too long. I promise I'm going to finish it this week, but I've been reading that book, The Big Leap. Have you read that book?
I have it on audio. I've listened to it over and over again about being in your genius zone. I love that book.
Yes. And so what I've realized, like, you know, some people say that it's my energy that's like my specialty. It's my ability to celebrate joy. It's like my performance skills. No, I have figured out what it is, and it is taking problems and turning them into possibilities.
Ah,
and when you can, yes. So when you can do that, like yesterday was such an amazing example of this in my life, because literally someone was saying that Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know if it is, but there were so many crazy things that went wrong. Like I spilt, you know, one of my systems is that I have a protein shake every morning, literally drenched, like covered in my protein shake as I was driving. No. But guess what? I was like, this is a problem. I am covered in protein shake. I was like, do I go home before I run my errands that I needed to do? No, I just lived it. And I took a picture of it and posted it on social media because it was funny. And I figured that people would appreciate the mess, right?
Yes, yes. We often talk about it's messy in the middle on your way to your path.
Yes, totally. And it's okay. Like the more that you can celebrate that messy intentionally, so it's not about just like being sloppy all the time. It's about being specific with that and using it intentionally so that you can achieve your overall objective.
I love this. And this all comes down to designing your life. I mean, it's so important to have that distinction between living by default and letting life happen to you and living on purpose and living with a design. And so I love how you have embraced having systems and to utilize that. And even if it's not perfect or things don't come up, you're still moving forward and you're moving the needle in what it is that you're here to do.
Yeah. And you know, I find that that's something that often has the ability to throw me off. And I look back at when I first started working with my very first business coach, who I'll give a shout out to, Dana Corey. She, I'm sure, and now she and I are like really good friends. We're sharing, we room together at conferences, but I'm sure there's so many moments where she was like, oh my gosh, how am I handling? I'm sure she could not handle me when I would come to her with my like overwhelming questions. But to recognize that, yes, as my friend, who's an amazing piano teacher, coach Sarah Campbell, she says, embrace the chaos, right? We've got to like know that that is just part of the game and it's going to happen. And if you let it derail you, then you've lost. Like the crazy things are going to happen. And if you just accept that they're going to happen and that's just part of the fun and you can dance with it and get back towards your objective, then that's where you're golden. Because otherwise you just spiral and you waste time.
Right. And I love that. And, you know, here's the thing is that, yes, chaotic things are going to happen, but there are things that you can do, like the systematization, looking at your environment and seeing, I mean, you and I have done some work in this about looking at what's in your space that actually inspires you and has you do the things and saves you time to be able to be more productive and more profitable in your space by really looking at what it is that's around you. And so when you get rid of all the things that are continuously, if you know there's certain things in your space that is causing chaos on a regular basis, get rid of those things. Don't have those there. If you're having to dig through a bunch of things or you can't find what you're looking for, that's what leads to the overwhelm, is when you've got things in your space that aren't inspiring you, they're not helping you. And I know when you're here to spread joy and really make things happen, it's important to look at your space and how is it supporting you.
Yeah. And I remember one thing that you actually taught me, which I thought was so valuable, which was the, you will explain this better, obviously, because I learned it from you, but like with clothes and with things, like if things are broken or if clothing is ripped or something's, you know, needs to be fixed or needs to be hemmed, or like that pink dress that I showed you that I was like, I bought this forever ago. I just don't like the way that it looks, but I held on. I didn't return it. I held on to it way too long. It's like you had the three piles of where you put those things, like in the fix it, get rid of it, or learn to love it the way it's broken, or something
right,
like that.
Right. So along those lines, so what we talked about was tolerations. And so, yes, you know, the things for people to look about is, what are you tolerating in your space that is not supporting you? I mean, if you're, let's just think about in your office alone, if you have a computer that's not booting up, if you have a light that just never turns on. I mean, I had a client of mine, you will appreciate this. The light in her closet had burnt out like a year ago, and she was using the light on her phone to find her clothes in the morning. I mean, these little tolerations.
Okay, wait, hold on, because actually I have to admit, we have two closet doors. You've seen that closet door. You know where my hall closet?
Yes.
It's like so stuck, and I tolerate it all the time, and then I get super annoyed, but I need to make that a priority to pull that off and fix it.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Every time you have to deal with that door, and you have to lift it up and move it over, it takes time. It's frustrating. You can't get into what you're doing, and it causes drag, and the things that cause drag anchor us, and we don't get to move forward, and we get stuck. And one thing maybe feels like not that big of a deal, but when all these things start adding up, it actually starts causing more overwhelm, more stress. You're not moving smoothly through your day, and you're not living your spa life, right? Where you have some of that accomplishment and that harmony together. The harmony piece is what is so important. It's how we move through our life. It's not just about making that money and moving forward. Yes, we want to have the resources. We love it. You know, bring us more abundance because we're here to utilize it in a big way. However, it's how we do that journey and how we are moving about in our space. So it's really about designing your life around that. So we're going to talk much more deeply about this, but we just wanted to start up today with the designing your life versus living by default. Molly, you have anything else to add to that before we move on?
Yes, actually, I have one more thing I would love to share. What this really comes down to is recognizing that this is your choice. It's your life. That's something that I think is so hard for us to actually grasp, which is so weird. And you know, there's a musical theater song that I sang last night because my most favorite musical theater performer ever passed away recently, Barbara Cook. Oh. And I heard her sing this song, and it's the song Anyone Can Whistle. I don't know if you know that song.
No.
It's a musical theater song. That's one of my favorites, but I dedicated it to her at my most recent Broadway themed open mic night.
Okay. And give us a couple lines.
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite part of the song is, I kind of want to sing the whole thing. Is that like the whole beginning part?
Go ahead.
Is that okay? Okay. It goes. I don't think I've ever sang on a podcast before, but when I was thinking of this song, I was like, this is so true for what we're talking about in spa life. Yeah. So the beginning of, I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but this is like the main meat of it. It's, anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple, relax, let go, let fly. But someone tell me, why can't I? And then if you skip ahead, what it says at the end is, she says, I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy, I could slay a dragon any old week easy. This is my favorite part. Ready? It goes, what's hard is simple, what's natural is hard. Maybe if you show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. So what she's saying in this song is that the simple things of like literally just recognizing what it is in your life that's valuable and important, that is sometimes the actual hardest thing. So just like with saying no or finding balance, that type of stuff, like just being honest, telling the truth, yeah. That's where I find that we have that can be the most difficult piece.
Got it. So good. I love that so much.
So for me, what this has been is like recognizing with my kids, with my business, I have the choice to decide, you know, when my day starts. I have the choice to decide how long I want to work. I have the choice to decide when I'm going to be available to my clients, you know, how often I'm going to respond to my private messenger to people who are potential clients or actual clients. Like I can set those boundaries.
Right.
And this is empowerment for you to know that it's up to you to set those boundaries and then just tell the truth.
I love this so much. And I just want to interject in here again, because part of setting those boundaries and having this, and because you are on live quite a bit. I mean, you and I have a lot of things that we're up to. And I know a lot of you guys are going to want that content planner. So if you can't stick around, I just want to make sure that you get the prepareperformer.com/spa life so you can get how she's creating these boundaries. What is she doing in her content and having that? And then also to be able to live your spa life by looking at dianehoffman.com/guide. And so, you know, if you need to just jump her off, then grab that. But please stay tuned because you guys are going to want to hear more about what I think is the newest addiction around busyness. You ready to jump into that?
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
Okay. So perfect. So if you guys are just joining us now, I am here having a conversation with the camera confidence coach, Molly Mahoney. She has all these awesome Facebook Live ninja tricks. And we are talking about spa life and having accomplishment and harmony together. And we're going to dive into what I call the biggest addiction happening now. When you ask somebody how they're doing, what are they saying? I'm so busy. Like it's this badge of honor that's happening. And I really believe it's the newest addiction of being busy. So Molly, what are you doing? We all have 24 hours. We've talked about, you know, how we prioritize and what we do in our life. What is your secret to make the most impact in your day?
You know, I did a video about this yesterday and I said it was about time and time management and all that. And I was honestly yesterday feeling a little overwhelmed. We just got back from vacation. I had a show. I had this interview with you, which I'm so excited about, but it was a little early after having a show last night and all this. And I made a decision yesterday that I could either spiral down my spiral of like, oh my gosh, my calendar, or and this is what I said yesterday. I was like, you know what, Mahoney, I call BS. I call, you can actually handle this and just be positive about it and stop allowing ourselves to get stuck in that space of, oh my gosh, there's so much happening. Oh my gosh, I have so much. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this busyness. And do one thing, which is apply the like Buddhist meditation. I went on this meditation retreat at the Shambhala Center in Colorado. And this is a form of meditation where you take that thought, that busyness thought, and instead of allowing yourself to get stuck in that overwhelm and the, oh my gosh, there's so much to do,
right?
You touch that thought as if it was a bubble, you touch it with a feather. So you just go, boop, and then you come back to where you are. And then you can recognize, what do I need to cancel? Or what do I need to get help with in this situation? Or what do I just need to suck up and do?
Right. I love that. I mean, you and I were talking earlier about, you know, the big leap and really talking about that we are time. And when we look at time as like this thing to manage outside of ourselves, however, we choose how we're experiencing our life. And, you know, if you go into the place of busyness and when you step into that energy, it's as if somebody else is running your life. Versus being intentional and being able to really create the things that, you know, we're here to do. So I love the fact that you are having those boundaries and you're really looking at things in that way. So I know, Molly, that you have this magical ability to make complicated things, you know, become more easy and fun. And I think when things feel overwhelmed or overcomplicated, that's where people, I think they get distracted with the busyness and they're not able to focus on things because they don't have an easy, simple way to do that. So how are you doing that to make the complicated things become much more easy and more importantly, fun?
Well, if you pull out of it and you can identify the main structures of what you're approaching. So like the way that you have helped me, with my calendar. So this actually usually lives. I love to show you behind the scenes into my office. So people who are watching this on video, I'm going to do something. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll hear that I'm turning my music stand. So I actually set this whole calendar up with Diane, and then Diane has helped me to simplify my systems, because as someone who is a crazy creative, I often like to have, like, I think I had 12 different calendars on my calendar. And Diane was like, oh my gosh, you are only allowed to have 5. So now I have 5 main sections of my calendar with 5 main colors. And then I also have it written out here so that I can put it next to my big calendar.
Right.
And so often we're afraid to set aside that prep time because we want to go right into the results.
Right. Absolutely.
But that prep time is so important.
Yeah. So for those of you who are listening to this and aren't actually seeing this, Molly was actually showing her year-long calendar that she had on the wall that we did at our retreat. And she was able to do that with her husband to really look at what was important for her. So, you know, a lot of people will look at, you know, your calendar in terms of what are all the to-do things and all the things that you have to do. I like to look at the calendar as what is it that you get to do? I mean, it's a co-creative process. And my creatives love this because they get to actually put the things that they love on there. And one of the things that, you know, Molly, when we talked about this, you didn't necessarily have some of the things that you really wanted to do, you know, with your boys and your husband. I mean, you are totally a creative. I mean, your boys are, you know, 5 and 3, and you know, your bass playing husband, you know, you have this jazz ensemble where your team is and your band is, you know, the Her Lucky Stars, and you have this whole other expressive part to yourself. But if you were just focused on the have to's, you wouldn't have that full expression of what it is that you want to do in your life. So we really want to look at your calendar as your mind in action and how you're living your life. So how did that shift for you when you really looked at what you get to do?
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me was tricking my husband to coming on that retreat with you.
I can totally recommend.
I mean, he said yes. I didn't actually trick him. But then my dad was like, oh, you're going to Wisconsin? I was like, no. So my dad thought I had made up the retreat, which is super funny. And then JD was like, wait a minute, are we actually going on this retreat or what's actually happening? Right. But we went on that retreat and we had a discussion together about what is important in our life together. Yeah. So I had done some of this work on my own, but without having that discussion together, it's difficult to navigate that system when you have a family, right?
Yes.
So for us, we decided that the most important thing is to live a life of adventure and fun. And what would happen to me is that I would forget even like holidays that actually are on the Google calendar ahead of time, like Labor Day, holidays that you know everyone has off, I would forget about them and I would book clients on those days.
Ah, I love it. I love
it. So now I've stopped doing that. And we just got a whole brand new calendar for 2018. And we went through and we figured out when we are taking family time away, and we've blocked that out to make sure that we're actually putting those big rocks in first.
Right.
Right. And that's where you put in the most important things and you let everything else trickle around that.
Yes.
Ooh, and this is something that you actually were really great at helping me do too, because sometimes I'll look at my calendar and I'll think, I don't have room in my calendar for those things. I already have all of this other stuff in there. Yes. So don't be afraid to go ahead by like a month or 2 months if you have to, and start putting those important real spa life things so that you can bring your best energy into your business. Do that 2 months in advance. And then when you get real ninja, you have a team that helps kick your booty. So shout out to my awesome team members, Linda and Kelly, who are like yelling at me, balance, right? Or you hire somebody like Diane to come in and help you actually plan it all out. And then you can also use the magic of some of these super cool tools like Facebook Live or like Messenger automation, where you have little like robots out there having one-on-one conversations for you, right, so that you can start to pull back and make sure that when you do show up on camera or when you do show up with your clients, that you are your most healthy, rejuvenated, creative self, because you've allowed yourself to have that time to fill up.
Yes, I love that. And I love that you mentioned, you know, one of those exercises that we did at the retreat. And we're actually, I can't wait till you come to our retreat next week, because we are going to be building upon that even more. But when you have the foundation of your values, when you're looking at your calendar and what you choose to actually put on there, it has to be a reflection of why you're doing what you're doing. I mean, if we're just working day in and day out just to get a paycheck or to have, you know, revenue or things come in, sometimes that's just not inspiring enough. It has to be really in a balance with why you're doing it. What's your mission? What's the accomplishment? I mean, you had the, you know, adventure aspect and time with family and the things that really were inspiring you to do the things you want to do, which allowed you to be a lot more efficient in what you were doing as well.
And sometimes we can get so focused on how we're serving our audience or how we're serving our clients because our greater, you know, I call it like your global why is so important that you can forget that you actually have to take care of yourself if you want to show up and be able to give at that fuller level.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to dive deeper about what I call the extreme self-care and why that's not a luxury, that it's actually super important. So for any of you that need to jump off here, make sure that you grab this free content that Molly has here. You know, she's got this content planner that allows you to really take advantage and leverage using Facebook Live. And it's at thepreparedperformer.com/spa life. And I know you guys want to jump into Enjoy Spa Life with us. So also grab the free content at dianehoffman.com/guide. And you can step into that as well. So with that, let's also jump into Molly. What are you doing for extreme self-care? How did you start doing your Facebook Live from the jacuzzi?
Yeah. So what I've done actually, and this is one of the things that I teach in my program, and it's been so valuable, so that you really can approach your business with joy, where it doesn't feel overwhelming. You know, identify the things that bring you the most joy, that really give you that spa, you know, as Diane calls it, that spa life feeling. One of those things for me is we have this amazing in-ground hot tub in our backyard. It's super deep. It's really small, but it's really deep and has the craziest, most awesome jets ever. But I found that I wasn't taking advantage of this awesome hot tub that we have. So I started doing Facebook Live Q&As from the hot tub as a way to hold myself accountable to the things that actually bring me joy. And now it's become this thing with my audience where it's like the hot tub Q&A is fun for them. It helps them remember that they need to have self-care as well. Yeah. So if you can weave those things into your business as a part of what you're doing accountability wise for what you're giving your audience, it's a great way to hold yourself accountable to take care of yourself.
I love this so much. I mean, the extreme self-care is so important. You know, a lot of people think of that as being a luxury, but it really is a necessity. If you're not doing the things that inspire you, that you love to do, and they're not part of your day-to-day experience, then it can feel like work and it can feel like not as much fun. But when you really know what are those foundational things that rejuvenate you and make you feel good, when you feel yourself up, then you have so much more to give and you're much more present. And people love it. People love to step into your life and see what are you doing, what inspires you. So a lot of times why I jump outside of my gym to be able to have conversations with people there, because I love the energy at my gym. You know, if I'm at the ocean and I'm talking to people there. In fact, you know, I'm going to start doing some more Facebook Lives like out in the world. I mean, I do it a lot on my Fridays when I'm doing like my fashion fun Friday, but just that experience, because when we do that, it reminds other people to really step into doing the things that they love.
And it's a way to make sure that we are doing those things as well.
Yes.
Because it's easy, especially with the way the internet works, it's really easy for us to like hone in and be like, you know. And one of my clients who actually now is a part of my team, which is so cool, Kelly, there was one day she was telling me about a client that she was working with who was just feeling this lack of energy and feeling so drained. And Kelly was asking her what her regular life and day was like. And she realized all you need to do is make sure that you get outside. Yes. Like just get that fresh air. So sometimes I'll just take my, even though I'm not going live, I'll take my computer, and my husband gets worried because he thinks it's dangerous, but it's okay. I take my computer and I go set it on the side of the hot tub and I work from the hot tub because I can.
Okay. I think I hear you coming along like Hot Tub Chronicles.
It's so good.
Right. So one of the things, Molly, I love to do is, you know, especially since I've been in your home and you've done some great, you know, transformations, and we've really looked at, you know, getting rid of the things that are not inspiring you. And so one of the things I always like to ask is, what is your favorite room in your home and why? And before you answer that, I want to really, you know, let people know that you want to have a different experience in each of the different rooms. I mean, if this is you and you've got things having to do with your work life in every room, that means you are having experience of work in every room. And that's just where people start feeling overwhelmed and they never can turn it off. You want to have a different experience in your bedroom than you want to do in your family room versus in the kitchen and, you know, any of the different areas in your home. And so it's important to be intentional about how you're creating those rooms and your experience of that room. So with that context, Molly, you know, what is your favorite room and why?
Okay, so we live in an Eichler, which is kind of crazy. It's a, you obviously know because you've been there, but it's a mid-century modern 1960s house that's basically solid glass. And it, the bedrooms are separate, but aside from that, everything is like one main living area, right? There's no real walls that divide the rooms, which is pretty cool. So it's like a big open space. So you really could see our whole house as like one big room if you wanted to, because everything kind of comes together. And then with the glass, it's cool because you can see inside and outside at the same time. It's like you just see through the whole house. But for me, I would say my favorite space in the whole entire thing is when you walk into our house, you walk through an atrium, like an outside inside area, and then you walk through another sliding door and there is a room right there where if you're sitting in that room, you can literally see straight out into the backyard. And it's this wall of solid greenery that we have out there in our backyard. And there's this fireplace in the middle of it, which I love brick fireplaces. There's a fireplace right there. There's no TV. There's a piano, my husband's bass, my favorite piece of art. It's the only piece of art that I actually spent several hundred dollars on and like invest. To me at the time, it was like a really big investment. It's a crocheted wire hanging sculpture that changes because as the sun hits it, it creates this design on the wall. There's another piece of art there that my grandma painted of a bunch of palm trees. The palm trees are all going this way. And then there's one that's going this way. And it's a portrait of my grandpa. So it has like family. My grandpa and my grandma are like my favorite, you know, inspiration, really. They were both so important to me. My grandpa's hat is hanging there. There's all of these little things that are meaningful and beautiful and inspiring. There's a giant dandelion that my girlfriend gave me as a wedding present when my husband and I got married. And dandelions to me are about wishes and hope and inspiration. So it's like in that one room, everywhere that you look, it's just like community and openness and life. And I love it.
Ah, I love it so much. I feel that in that room. It's such a community room. And I'm thinking I could actually stand in your living room and feel that energy. And one of the things I also love is if you are standing in that room and you're looking at the fireplace and you look just slightly to the right into the kitchen area is, I love the fact that you have party decorations up that say happy birthday and it's up all the time. So share really quickly about why that is up there. And it just makes me smile every time I see it.
Okay, yeah. So the other thing about this room is that when my son turned 1 year old, 1 year old, whatever, 1 year old, for his first birthday, we had a big like dapper party where it was all bow ties and hats. Everyone had to wear bow ties and hats. And then we hung these decorations up, which were silver like party balls everywhere. And we decided afterwards just to leave them. So this is 4 years now. So now anytime someone has a birthday, we actually add to the party decorations. So now on those silver balls, my husband added little streamers in between each of them. Huh? And then another year for my birthday, he added the happy birthday sign. And then another year, one time I came home for my birthday and he had added these hanging stars all over the ceiling. So the stars are actually hanging in the normal living room as well. And he had bought me a new record player that year and he had records set up all over the whole house. We took those down. But what we've decided is back to that whole idea of living a life of an adventure. Every single day can be a party.
Yes.
So we just have, I'll do videos from there sometimes and people were like, oh, whose birthday is it? And I'm like, Frankie's birthday is November 11th. So we're just preparing early.
I love that. But it's how you are living your life with intention and you're designing it around your values of joy and adventure. And you have that. And so your environment reflects that, which means that you live that. So, oh my gosh, I love it so much. I mean, you guys, this has been so fun. Molly, please share how people are, they're going to want to have everything that you have to offer. So please share how they can connect with you and what you have to offer.
Yeah. So if you go to this link, which is thepreparedperformer.com/spa life, you'll actually get access to three things. You'll get my video content planner, which if you do want to step out and really share the awesomeness that you have to bring to the world, this is a great way to identify your ideal client and then put content together for them and really plan it out ahead of time so you have those systems in place. You'll also get access to my free private Facebook group, which is called Elevate Your Awesome. It's a Facebook Live support group. It's all about living with clarity, confidence, and joy and living out loud in the spotlight. And you will also get access to my next live video masterclass. So I do this every once in a while. It's always live. And there's loads of hot tub Q&As happening in there. So you can join us there too. Super fun.
I love it so much. So excited. Molly, thank you so much for joining us here. And for those of you who are wondering how you can live more of your spa life, please also grab my free gift at dianehoffman.com/guide and really step into the lifestyle where you can have accomplishment and harmony together. And as always, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehoffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.